Well, good morning. Well, actually, good afternoon. 12:35 in the afternoon on 12/21/2012. The universe hasn't ended yet. Today is, in fact, I believe, Yule. The shortest day, the longest night of the year. The time in the pagan calendar when the new Lord is conceived in the darkness of the long night. Be born in 3 months. And we have the spring equinox. 17, 18 minutes for the first mile, that's not bad. We'll take it. I'm not breaking any records today. I'm late getting underway because I was working on full share and I have to get, alright, I'm almost done, just a little bit more. Just a little bit more, just a little bit more. And I started stumbling on errors that I know were fixed. And I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell is this? I started looking around and realized that I had the file with the right date, but it had the wrong contents. Crap. So it's not exactly back to square one, but it's close to being back to square one. I've got a lot of pieces that I can salvage. I got a lot of pieces I've got to redo. I've got some changes that have to be remade. I could do a file compare, but the problem is that I'm talking about HTML source files, and the HTML source files, once they get out of sync, stay out of sync. They don't compare well. So I'm kind of, in the vernacular, screwed. Good news is that I know what's in this dated file. So I can replace it without being too out of whack. And I need to get the corrected file, which I thought I had opened in the beginning. It's one of those days, I guess. We have guests in the house. Boyfriend is here for eldest daughter. They're putting the lights on the tree. They're trying to put the tree together. It's an artificial tree. And 5 days before Christmas, it's probably time to get it up. And of course, that most joyous of occasions, trying to find the burnt out light bulbs. For a couple years, I did something totally lazy. And that's after Christmas, I went to the grocery store where they have all the lights and stuff for sale and bought 3 strings of brand new lights. I put them in the box. So the next year, when it came time to turn on the lights, all I had to do was take out the 3 new sets of lights, hang them on the tree, plug them in, and voila, they work. You know, it's like $5 for 3 strings after Christmas. But I kind of fell out of that habit. So now I have all these strings of lights. Some of the bulbs match, some of the bulbs don't. Kind of a pain, but I turn it over to the kids. Kids, it's your problem. Put the lights on the tree. Here's how you do it. I can do as well as I can. Pry them out, plug in a good bulb, find a good bulb so you know that you're trading out a good for good. And it's tedious, but it does eventually work. I think, frankly, if the chore had devolved to me, I'd have made a trip down the grocery store and bought a few strings of lights. Call it good. I was so disappointed. I thought I was trying so hard to get full share out today. And this is going to happen. I'm going to have to go home this afternoon and be sociable. My wife is home from work. She was supposed to go to work today, but she stayed home because she wasn't feeling well. Which means she's off now until Boxing Day, and so I'm going to have to be Family Guy here for a while, which is nice, which is good, which is okay, which is, you know, it's part of the deal. You get to be dad, but I'm It's like, I'm so close. I want to get this file done. But I don't know if it's going to be an hour or 3 hours or 5 hours. If I could get the doll, go to bed early tonight, maybe I'll stay up late. Maybe I'll set my alarm and get up early in the morning. I slept in today. It was almost 6 before I crawled out to begin with. I dubbed around on the computer, had to restart everything because Microsoft restarted my Windows machine for me. Luckily, I don't leave anything open on my Windows machine anymore. It's just one of those deals. I've been burned too frequently to leave anything unsaved and open on my desktop when I go to bed. In spite of the fact that I've told my Windows machine not to update automatically, to ask me about updates, it still continues to, every once in a while, say, oh no, this update is just too important. We'll have to make it for you. Tough shit. Tedious. Tedious. Makes me appreciate Ubuntu even more. I really like it, Ubuntu. For a long time, I was a Fedora Core guy, and I really like Fedora Core. It's a system I'm familiar with. But when it comes to ease of use, when it comes to ease of update, when it comes to all the things that I really like to have in my computer, Ubuntu really comes through. Everywhere here. Of course, it's noon. It's a three-way stop, so I do have the right of way as a pedestrian. So I pretty much got my Christmas shopping done yesterday, except for some last-minute gift certificates that I'll be sending out Christmas Eve. I don't know if I mentioned this before, but Sidney Swanson's sequel to Saving Mars, called Defying Mars, is out. I just picked it up the other day. I haven't had a chance to read it yet. I haven't had a chance to do anything like read for so long. But I picked that up. There's also Krista D. Ball's book, What Kings Ate and Wizards Drank, a historical guide to fantasy food. It's really, I've seen excerpts of it. I haven't got my copy yet, but I've seen excerpts of it. There's all kinds of good stuff in it. Fun little cartoons, fun little ideas and snippets of ideas. It's a terrific, from all reports, from everything that I've seen on it, it's a terrific book, and one I need to get before I sit down to write Herman of Lammas Wood. So yeah, that one is highly recommended. Krista D. Ball, K-R-I-S-T-A-D, Ball, What Kings Ate and What Wizards Drank. It's supposed to be a fantasy guide to food for writers, but it wound up being so much fun and so funny that she's really, I think she took off the guide for writers from the title, because it's just a guide to food. So as a foodie, I'm quite intrigued by some of the recipes that she's been trotting out on the groups that we're in together. It looks like a lot of fun. Oh, and she lost a bet. It came out in November 7th or 7th or 8th. And she had a bet with Deborah Geary. And because Krista is one of these people who just has great stuff, but just can't seem to sell a book. A lot like Brian Gamblin. Great stuff, but has trouble selling books. But Deb Geary better that you know, she was hoping she'd sell, I don't know, 50 or 60 copies or something like that, because that would give her enough money to take a graduate course that she wanted to take that she'd had to cancel because she didn't have the funds to take before. And this would give her the funds that she did to take this course that she wanted to take. And Deborah Geary scoffed and said, "You'll sell more than that. You'll sell more than that in November just on Kindle." And Krista laughed and said, "No, no way, can't happen." So they settled on 175 units on Kindle within a month of release. And if Krista lost, rather, she had to sing "You Are My Sunshine" on YouTube. She had to record it and post it on YouTube. And she lost, and the YouTube video went up at the beginning of the month. I just saw it the other day. It's a great little piece and a great little story about how that book came together. It's a terrific, terrific title. What Kings Ate and Wizards Drank. She's really death on historicals now, because she just does so much research. It took her forever to do the research. And she tested some of the recipes, not all of them, of course, because some of them are problematic in terms of modern preparation. But she put kettles in her hearth in her home and up in there in the Great White North in Canada, and tested some of the recipes in her own fireplace, and apparently stunk up the house a couple of times, but all for the good of her art. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to reading it, because it looked like a fun read to begin with, and knowing Krista, it is undoubtedly a good one. Let's see, what else? Geek Dad, Eric Wex. Speaking of new books, Eric Wex came out with a book, WECKS, called Etna Rising, AETNA Rising. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. I just got the sample. It's been out for a month. I feel like I'm so out of touch. But I thought I'd take a look at it. He sent me a blurb. Actually sent a whole bunch of people a blurb about it. And the blurb sounded interesting when I read it. And it's, but I never got a chance to click through and hit the link till today. When I should have been working on this book, and then I would have found the error sooner, and then I could have been discouraged sooner and thrown up my hands in disgust and gone out for my walk around 10 o'clock instead of 12. But that's a different issue. So Eric Wex, Etna Rising. It looks sort of interesting. I'll have to wait and see if I want to recommend it or not. But Eric did a really nice piece about quarter share on Wired some time ago. I don't think it mattered much in terms of total sales or anything, but it was still a nice piece, and I'm grateful. What else? What else am I thinking about on this Yule? On this shortest day, longest night of the year? Every year I say, "Oh, I'm going to do a Yule log," and every year I never do. I remember talking about them before, about how my father would go and cut down one of the numerous birch trees around the house, cut it up into lengths, and then he'd bore it out for a candle holder. And my mother would decorate them, and they'd be around the house over the holidays. I never really twigged to the fact that this was a pagan tradition, because my grandmother did it as well, I think. And it was pretty common to bring in boughs, to bring in live trees, dead trees, because we'd cut them down, to bring in hunks of wood to light candles. That was before everybody was afraid of fire. Burn the house down. You be careful of that, you'll burn the house down. That was always the threat growing up, was you be careful of that, you'll burn the house down. And a lot of people did burn their houses down. But I think it had less to do with fire than it did with alcohol, frankly. Just between you and me and the lamppost, I think that's probably the case. Bad wiring, high wattage bulbs. Ah, the good old days. Black and white TV, but the Christmas tree was in color. Very little that seems to be in color. Sky is blue. Everything else is sort of brown or gray here. There's a few green evergreens spotted about here and there. But gray and brown seem to predominate, even in the houses. My house is a faint pink color. And I didn't realize it when I got the pink color, but it's a very, very pale, inside of a shell pink, almost white. It's a little bit, when we first saw the house fully painted, it was like, really? We painted our house pink? And yeah, we did. And the trim is berry colored, so it coordinates nicely, but it's one of those really stands out in the neighborhood colors, because everybody else is blue or gray or yellow, brown, beige. There's a lot of vinyl siding around the neighborhood. Ours is probably asbestos. No, I don't think so, because the house isn't that old. One of the houses that we lived in was asbestos. I think what we did was we covered it up, which was still legal. Rather than break it apart, we sealed it behind a layer of vinyl siding, which was deemed to be adequate. And I suppose probably was until the house catches fire, in which case it might be problematic. So, yeah, yesterday I'd run around, did some shopping. I didn't do as much shopping as I thought, but it did take too much time. Did work on the story a little bit yesterday. For some reason, did not twig that I had the wrong file. It wasn't until I started getting down into some nitty-gritty changes. And the changes weren't even, the edits weren't even the ones that cued me into the fact that I had the wrong file. Every once in a while, I come across a sentence that had an edit in it, and that sentence wasn't in this file. And I thought, well, that's peculiar, and I started running across digits, numbers, and it's like spec 2, spec 3. It's like, now that can't be right, because I know we changed them. Well, maybe we missed one. And I started going through it and realized we missed a lot of them. And then I found places where the captain was capitalized when I know perfectly well it shouldn't be. And that's when I started looking around. That's when I realized, oh crap, not only do I have an old file, old files are not necessarily bad, because this book has been out for a while, but it was a pre-edited file, so it doesn't even have the changes that I put in before I sent it off to Ryden. It's like, oh crap. I don't know why I grabbed it or how I grabbed it. Probably had the right file there and then clicked on the wrong one, and when it opened up I never noticed the difference, because I immediately saved it under the current date, which is what I normally do. And so I've been chipping away at the wrong file for like 3 days. Pain in the butt. Oh well. You know what? It'll happen. 19-minute miles, not a record, certainly, for either fast or slow. But at least I got out. At least I got a walk. At least I got a chance to talk to you all on this Yule, this blessed day in the pagan calendar. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.